Heavenly Father, pray now that as we enter into the most dangerous part, the most dangerous thing we will do as Christians, and that is to dare to open this book. That this book can be seen and see in so many different ways. So, Father, we pray that your Spirit will open our eyes to the truth. Pray, Father, that you'll protect us from the powers of darkness that would seek to intrude on our seeing the truth. Squelch the flesh, which always seeks to usurp. Father, we pray these things that we might have an understanding in our own relationship with you in regard to sin. Pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, the problem, if we claim that we have no sin, and people claim a lot of things, but just because a person claims something does not mean that it is true. If we claim that we have no sin, and we are noting the first thing that happens if you claim that you do not sin, that there are no sins in your life, and we dealt with all the kinds of problems of interpretation of this passage, so we're jumping right to the fact that this deals with personal sins in your life. You claim that you have no sin. The first thing that you're doing is one of the worst things that we can do to ourselves, and that is we are deceiving ourselves. Self-deception. And we're spending a few moments looking at the unbelievable danger and repercussions of deceiving yourself. Most people live in some form of deception. They deceive themselves. It may be in regard to their marriage. It may be in regard to their abilities in life. It may be in regard to their habits. It may be in regard to a lot of things. Then we're in denial that some reality about us isn't there. And it's just one of the worst things you can do, because as long as you live in a denial, then you're never going to move to a resolution, recovery, straightening it out, or resolving it.